Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
Text 51551. Drive Time on RTE Radio 1.
Ryanair Chief Executive Michael O'Leary has called for alcohol limits in airports to tackle a rise in disorderly behaviour on flights, he says. Speaking to media, Mr O'Leary said that passengers should be restricted to 2 drinks per journey to curb antisocial and violent behaviour. Have a listen.
We need to have a ban on airports, not selling alcohol, but limiting the amount of alcohol that can be sold to any passenger to 2 alcoholic drinks. So in the same way that you have to show your boarding pass when you go through duty-free to buy cigarettes or alcohol, we believe you should have to show your boarding pass to buy an alcoholic drink at a bar at an airport, and you shouldn't be served more than 2 alcoholic drinks, particularly when flights are delayed.
Travel journalist Simon Calder was one of the lucky people hearing Michael O'Leary and recording him. Simon, you're very welcome to the programme. This is causing...
Yes, well, look, he...
Go on, sorry, there's a delay on the line. This is causing a bit of a stir, I was going to say.
It very much is. He was directing his remarks specifically at the British media, and it was absolutely clear from remarks that both he made and also Sinead Quinn, who is the director of in-flight services for Ryanair, that this is very much a GB problem. They even named 4 airports with particular issues: Liverpool, Manchester, Glasgow and Edinburgh. Those airports, by the way, I've talked to them, and they say we do all we can to avoid people getting drunk before they get on flights. But the whole idea is, yes, limit everybody to 2 drinks, and that will help this very, very alarming cocktail of drink, drugs and delays, which is what Michael O'Leary said is leading to the worst air rage they've ever experienced.
It really is something else. What he says,
fight on board.
Fighting on board is a growing trend. He said, we were probably dealing with at least 1 bad case of assault on a weekly basis. Now, now he says that that's the case now. 5 or 10 years ago, it was 0, he said.
Oh, sure, yes. And things have got much, much worse for those particular flights. And of course, it is a really serious air safety issue, because you want everybody on that plane to be sober, because if there's an emergency evacuation, everybody's got to be at the top of their game. I mean, nobody likes a drink at Dublin Airport before my flight more than I do, but I'll generally only have one. And if that's anaesthetised me to the Ryanair onboard prices, I might have another one on my way over to London. But that's about it. And I can see that ultimately, we could actually, if there is a serious incident, we could actually be looking at alcohol-free airports or alcohol-free flights. But of course, a lot of the aviation industry makes a lot of money out of selling alcohol.
I just wonder what Michael O'Leary's reaction would be, Simon, if somebody tried to curb the amount of seats or flights that he could have.
Yeah. It's a really serious problem. I'm sorry. I'm not sure I heard the question.
My question is: we live in a commercial world. He operates in a commercial world. Selling flights and seats is his business.
Yeah.
Now, to a bar in an airport, selling drink is their business. I mean, if anyone was to try and restrict him, what would his response be?
Oh, sure, yeah. And he is very, very keen on selling people a modest amount of drink on board flights. The airlines, to be fair, if they've got good, well-trained cabin crew, those cabin crew will refuse to sell drinks to people who have evidently had too much already. But there's talk over in GB about getting breathalyzers at the gate so that you'd be breath tested, and if you're over the driving limit, you won't be allowed on board. Having said that, the vast majority of people do, of course, behave themselves. I think it's more a question of targeting those flights where you have an awful lot of problem drinkers. That tends to be lots of young men traveling gathering in groups to party destinations.
Okay, Simon Calder, travel journalist, thank you very much indeed. Joe says, I don't know about limiting alcohol at airports, but they should certainly reduce the prices at airports and on planes by at least 50%. And perhaps Michael O'Leary should consider that, he says. And another listener says, there should be no drink served in airports and there shouldn't be a problem. Yes to a tourist tax, is that a listener, incidentally. 51551 for your text on that.